Good evening, everyone, and welcome to this week's episode of Northwood Football Weekly, live from Reap Marina on ESPN 100.9 FM. I'm Travis McCurdy, joined once again by Leonard Haynes. Coach Haynes, how are you doing this evening?
Doing really good tonight, man. Really good evening.
Well, we're here from Reap Marina. Our show, is, as always, is presented by the Polecat Golf Course in Mount Pleasant, the official home of most Northwood golf outings, and, of course, Frick's Bar and Grill, which will be opening soon, and hopefully we'll be there soon for these coaches' shows, at least during basketball season. Maybe not football, but we'll be there during basketball season. Coach Rackaway and Kurt Broussard are great friends in Northwood. We're looking forward to their big opening day coming up soon. Coach Haynes, Saturday played Hillsdale. A first half that was competitive, had a couple chances here or there, but they took advantage. Anyway, it's 13-7 at halftime. Got to feel pretty good about where you stood, considering there were a couple mistakes here or there that you're only down by six at halftime.
Yeah, you know, we expected it to be a gritty game, you know, a blue-collar type team out that Hillsdale is. You know, I told the team that they would try to grind you into the end, and that they are a four-quarter team. You know, they will play for four quarters. And so we came out, like you said, that first half. I thought we did well. You know, I thought we were setting the right path in terms of how we attacked the game and how our guys played. Second half, you know, not so much, and I know we'll talk about that, but we're very proud of the way our guys fought in that first half, but we have to come and put four quarters together.
Yeah, so it was 13-7 at halftime, and unfortunately Hillsdale took control, 28 unanswered in the second half to win 41-7. What do you think, anything in particular you looked at in film or in general, even in person at the time there, that was the big difference between the first half and the second half?
Well, we need to get off the field. Defensively, we need to have more three and outs and force the other teams to punt and to get the ball back into our offensive hands. And so, and the same thing, our offense now got to be able to finish off drives. You know, we have to sustain drives and finish the drives once we get in the red zone. And so that has been a constant, and we got to get through that. We got to break through that sooner than later.
Yeah, and it's one of those things, you mentioned it. It's both sides. You know, if the defense gets off the field, maybe creates good field position for the offense, offense can take advantage of that, go get some points. And likewise, the offense has got to sustain some drives, and sometimes they can get into a rut where three and outs pile up. Then your defense gets tired, and then it just everything gets worse for both sides. So it's a little bit on both sides.
Well, it's a team win, team loss. You know, it's all the team, and so everybody plays a part, and everybody has to do their job when they're called upon to do their job. And so, we just been getting in our own way with that, you know. But, you know, you're right. We got to be able to get off the field once again, you know, and to help ourselves out to get an offensive chance, and it just goes both ways. And so, but at the end of the day, it's a team game, and we all got to step up. And we got to finish things out for four quarters.
We're talking with Leonard Haynes here on Northwood Football Weekly, live from Reap Marina on ESPN 100.9 FM. The other thing, too, is that, like, it just, like, feels like we're due for something good, a ball to bounce our way, a tip ball that ends up being intercepted for us instead of the other way, or a fumble. Like, I mean, you got to give Hillsdale credit. The interception they had on Saturday was an incredible play, but it's been a while since something like that happened for us. But the flip side is, you got to go make it happen for yourself, too, and believe that that sort of stuff's going to happen, too. And I'm sure that's a big message you've been sending to your team this week.
Yeah, we got to come out and play with a great amount of confidence. That was a great play. Like you said, you mentioned the turnover that they got, defense lineman, one-handed interception. And so at the end of the day, hey, we got to come back out on the field, and we got to put together some stops to give our offense a chance to get back out on the field. So, but when we have things like that happen to us, you know, good things do happen. You know, that changes games. The momentum of games change when you can get turnovers, timely turnovers, whatnot. And so we have to get better at that, you know, and we have to take advantage of the opportunities we do have so we can be put in a better position to you know, have a better outcome.
And talking about the offense, you know, like it – he scored 7 points, so obviously that's not enough. But, like, I thought they did some okay things at times. You know, only that one turnover that in the game, you know. I thought Nate probably didn't get to be honest, had some really good plays that he did well, that things didn't quite turn out the way they were supposed to on certain plays. So I think even on both – but I'm going to say – I say it about offense, but I'll say it about both. It's not far away. It's just some fine-tuning, I think, would really – just turns a couple plays here or there. And a couple plays in a football game can make all the difference in the world.
Well, you hit the nail on the head. You know, a couple plays here or there, you know, it's a different ball game for us. And that's kind of been the theme these last few games. And so we can make some plays that I know we're capable of making. We'll be in a much better place. So our guys, you know, the one thing about this team I really love is their spirit. You know, they practice hard. The spirit of practice is, man, they're very enthusiastic. So some, you know, it's time for some good stuff to happen to these young men, man, because they work so hard. And I believe is due.
Well, you hit the road again this week. So we could stop talking about that Hillsdale game now. Hit the road this week. Head down to Lake Erie. Interesting note about Lake Erie. They were in the GLIAC for 7 years, from 2010 to 2016. North had only played them once in that whole time. They're in league. It's just weird coincidence, but we've only played them once in that time they're in the GLIAC. So this is only the second time we've played them. They're coming off a win, but they're a team that's been a little up and down as well. Talk about what you see from Lake Erie on tape.
Yeah, it's interesting. I've been here that whole time. But yeah, I forgot about that. That they were in the league for a while. We only played them once. Is correct. And so, but they are offensively, I believe they're pretty good. They've been able to put up points on whomever they've played. They like to throw the ball around. They have some very, very capable receivers, dangerous receivers, if you will. And the quarterback is a mobile quarterback that can sling it. So, you know, we definitely have to be a discipline in that back end to make sure we are keeping those guys in front of us, so to speak. So defensively, you know, they are I believe they're a 4-2-5 type team. And so they like to get after, they like to send pressure. They will do some multiple things defensively to try to keep you guessing from an offensive standpoint. So, again, it's just Northwood got to go out there and we got to execute. We got to be disciplined. We got to make the plays when those plays present itself. So, take my hat off to Lake Erie, what they've been able to accomplish. I mean, it's not showing up, obviously, like us on that win side of college, but they do some good things. They're a good football team.
Lake Erie, Painesville, Ohio is where they're playing this weekend, and 2 o'clock start, so it's back on the road. And I think a road win in general, we haven't had one of those this year, a road win would certainly, it's another thing that could really like change the complexion of a season like ours right now. Is a win like this weekend could really change everything for you guys.
Yeah, you're absolutely correct, Travis. I think we haven't run on one on a road in a while, and so around here, so again, that will help our fortunes, I believe, you know, going on the road and be able to pull one off on the road, man, and not like that. So, again, guys put the work in, so we'll see what happens on Saturday. But I'm looking forward to going up to Lake Erie and giving us this opportunity, giving our players this opportunity to play again on the road.
You've had, unfortunately, injuries are part of the season and stuff, and some of these other guys, maybe there's some other guys that are getting a chance to play that weren't expected to play. Anyone in particular that you've been, like, pleasantly surprised at how well they played, given an opportunity that they didn't think they were going to have a few weeks ago?
Well, yeah, you're right. We've been playing a plethora of guys, you know, yes. And at this stage, a lot of people are injured, a lot of people are hurt, and so we definitely have our share of it. But we've had a number of guys step in, you know, in backup roles or maybe jumping in to play a little bit more. And so we've had a couple guys on the defensive end. We have Cole Simpson, you know, who's a true freshman who's out there playing for us right now. I think he's been doing a solid job. He's in a backup role right now, but he's been doing pretty good. We've had multiple guys on the offense, you know, you name it, from receivers, too many to name, but guys know they got to step up, and it's time for those guys to step up now. So, because like I told them on Sunday, hey, other guys are down, now's your time to shine, your time to shine. So once you get that opportunity, you know, take advantage of it. So, yeah, and, you know, I hear, hey, y'all a young football team. Yeah, we are in some spots, but we should know better. We got to be better.
Next man up, as they always say. Next man up is how it's got to be. Well, Coach, thanks for coming on once again. Do you have any shout-outs, any new ones? It's been the family every week. It's been your mom, your dad, your kids.
I'll tell you what, my sister, Latasha, how about that? Okay. That was – I haven't shot out my sister yet.
So. And where's she live at?
She lives in Centerline, Michigan.
Okay.
Yeah, Centerline, Michigan. So, my lone sister, Latasha.
Younger or older? Not age-wise, just young.
Younger.
Younger. Okay, of course. She's younger. So, Coach, thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend in Lake Erie.
Thank you very much, Travis.
We'll take a break. We'll come right back. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Reap Arena on ESPN 100.9 FM. Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Reap Arena on ESPN 100.9 FM. Our next guest is a junior defensive back, Grand Blanc, Michigan, number 9, Jace Paris. Jace, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. How are you today?
I'm great. How are you? Talk about how you're feeling about your personal season for yourself individually right now.
My personal season, I feel like I'm doing pretty good. Yeah, I'm doing pretty good because coming from playing three different positions, you know, it's kind of hard trying to learn everything, but now I'm getting it down. I'm getting down, Pat.
Talk about, like, what your role is right now as opposed to what, like, say, a year or two ago that it was.
A year or two ago, I played star, so it was like a nickel kind of. So I was more freelancing and getting hits rather than at safety now. I'm like the last line of defense, so if anything happened, then it's a touchdown, so I got to make sure I'm on all 10 toes at all times.
Yeah, the star position is sort of a lot of people's defense, it's sort of a cross between a safety and a linebacker. Like, I mean, Dimitri Abreu was here, kind of excelled in that role where he got a lot of tackles. But the safety, do you feel more comfortable with safety?
Now. But at first, it was kind of hard, like trying to guard somebody from 10 yards off rather than at star. And I played corner also, and that was just – quick stuff, you feel me? But now I'm getting comfortable with it.
Yeah, and you've been getting a lot of tackles lately, which is good and bad because it for you means a lot of tackles, but you don't want your defensive backs to make a lot of tackles. Yeah. But you feel like you're getting more and more comfortable in that role. It sure seems like from watching from the press box.
Yeah, it's just but sometimes the tackles come from the game plan also, because right. Now that we're trying to like sort of had to start more in the box for the run game, so it's my job is different now, so I got to worry about coming down to hitting and guarding at the same time.
We're talking with Jace Paris here on ESPN 100.9 FM. I talked to Coach Haynes earlier, and the thing I said is that you guys just need something. You need a ball tip to go your way or something, because it's like it just feels like things go bad and then they go bad worse and all that stuff. So just talk about how you guys feel as a team. Even though you're not where you want to be, you got to feel like – how do you build that confidence knowing that you're not that far away from actually making things happen?
Well, I can say the previous years is totally different from now, because, like, the previous years when we was having, like, a bad season, you can tell everybody was out of it. But now we still got people who want it more. Like, stand up in the summer, you can tell those guys want it more, so they not giving up. So that's a huge step for Northwood in general.
Looking at the defense and this particularly defensive backfield, you know, I hate to say it, but everywhere it's been, like you said, you've had three different positions, but part of it is injuries, different things have happened and stuff. But, like, I feel like that defensive backfield's got some guys that are potential to be really great players, yourself included. Talk about some of those guys you get to play with in the DBs.
We got Say Tolly. He's a young guy. He's going to be pretty good. By the time he's senior, he's going to be good. We got Malik, fast guy, strong. He's a staple for us at corner. And we got Drew Carpenter. He's also hitting, coming down hitting also. And we got John Carter. We got a lot of guys, the name. Yeah. We got a lot of them. They're all pretty good in my eyes, in my opinion.
It's all about building and learning and stuff like that. One of my favorite questions, obvious to anyone, is going back to when you first got here from when you were in high school to now, what do you think the biggest improvement for you as a football player from true freshman to senior to where you are right now?
Mainly the football IQ. That's what it has to be. Because in high school, it was just more of a man up, just freelancing. But now it's you got to do your job. And if you don't do your job, then everything bad going to happen. It's a domino effect. So you got to make sure you're doing your job.
Yeah, and I always think – and I think one of the things, too, is that you can comment on this, is playing hard in high school versus playing hard in college. You think you're busting your butt in high school, and you get to college, you realize you were given like 40%. So talk about that difference between high school and now.
Oh, yeah. When I first came in, it was – I'm like, whoa, third string, fourth string. It was just everybody bigger, faster. You got to adjust quick, and you got to take football serious also. Because, like, most guys don't be understanding that this can be your last opportunity ever playing again. So you got to adjust quick to it.
Grand Blanc, not that far away from here. What was your highlight of your high school career playing at Grand Blanc?
Mainly probably playing corner. But yeah, I played both. So, I mean, it was pretty fun. I'm not going to lie. I love Grand Blanc. It was pretty fun.
Did you play other sports or was football your main thing?
Football. Okay. Strictly football.
Yeah, no, I know they got a great high basketball program down there and everything right there. So, I always end with the same last question for everybody. Academically, what's your major? When you're done with football, whenever that may be, what do you want to do when you get to that point?
My major is business management, and I just want to change the world.
All right.
That's mainly what I want to do.
That's a good answer. It's also the answer of someone not quite sure yet, and you've got time because you've still got another full year of football. You're coming back next year for football, too?
I got a full year left.
Yeah. So. Yeah. And are you going to do you have to come back next year for classes in the spring, too, or is it just the next fall?
We haven't gotten to that yet because I graduate in December, so okay. We'll just see how, when the season over with, talk to Haynes and all that.
Yeah, it's obviously in COVID and everything, and with you guys only having to go one extra semester, maybe it's a lot of different things. Jace, really enjoyed watching you play. You've had a great year so far, and looking forward to see you getting some wins down the stretch here.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.
We'll take a break. Come back with tennis coach Mike Rose. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. Welcome back to Northwood Football Weekly, live from Reitma Arena on ESPN 100.9 FM. Our next guest is our tennis coach, second or third year now, Mike?
This is my third year as head coach, okay. Fourth year with the program.
Yep, because he assisted Zane Kolstad for a long time. But Mike Rose, our tennis coach here at Northwood, the men's and women's program. Coach, fall season in full, actually just about to wrap up. How do you feel like your teams are as of today?
We're coming along pretty well. Our men's team, we've got two new players that are going to help the team out a lot, so we're excited to see how that kind of works out. The women's team is going to be interesting. We had a really successful season last year. Brought in five new players, very talented players, and we'll kind of see how they fit in and help the team along this year.
We'll talk about the women first. They're coming off a GLIAC championship season last year and battled some injuries at the end that kind of cost you guys maybe making a run in the NCAA tournament and stuff, but got a lot of those players back. You got to feel like you got a really solid chance to have a big year this year on the women's side.
Yeah, like I was saying, we've got we lost some really key parts. We lost our one singles and our six singles last year, as well as some other contributing seniors that added a lot of leadership to the team. Those were some key spots that we almost depended on every time for a win. This year we're bringing in some very talented players in terms of rankings. Like, their ranking is very high, and if you just went off that, would contribute instantly to the team. The goal every year is to compete and win a championship. So that's what we're looking for, and that's the focus and what we're doing this year.
And I've heard an old saying, and it sounds like you're going to be in this case. You and I have talked about this privately, that everybody has a good number one, not everybody has a good number six. So if you're saying I think you're saying, like, you lost some pieces, but you've added some depth, so now you might be a little, not maybe not quite as good at the top, but better at the bottom.
Yeah, and I would say that if we've got the same intensity and the same grit that the other players that we lost had, will be as strong at the top. But yeah, I mean, we've got incredible depth. I mean, we could go all the way down to Sophia and Campbell, who are returning from last year, that have improved a ton, and I would be willing to put them against anybody. So yeah, I mean, 11 deep, you know, be happy about competing with anybody with them.
Unfortunately, we only got six in the lineup, but that's okay. We're talking with Mike Rose here on Northwood Football Weekly on ESPN 100.9 FM. And coming last year when you won that title, it was kind of like, I knew you guys thought you had a good chance, but you guys really kind of got better and better as the year went on. What do you think led that team to get those results in the end?
It could be a very, very long story, but actually the way that the team came together, it was very, they would admit this too, the team was not together in any way. In the beginning of the year, we had four freshmen, five seniors. That it was basically that. It was one group over here, one group over there. And by about the middle of the spring semester, we started to really come together and support each other and work for each other. And we, the freshmen knew what it took, and the seniors got behind the freshmen. So that's just the camaraderie. Everybody coming together was the big change. And then it was all of a sudden we were beating teams that we should, and beating all the, and then having incredibly close matches with some teams that were better than us, and we started to believe that we could do this thing. So yeah, it was fun. It was fun to see, you could see the light bulbs switch for the freshmen that were just starting last year.
And on the men's side, a couple years ago was a down year for the team, but I think you guys really started to trend back upward last year, and I'm guessing you're going to feel like you should take another big step forward this year as well.
Yeah, like I said, we brought in two guys, Eddie and Kuzma, who should help a lot, contribute in either team camaraderie, or like Kuzma has really come through in the doubles lineup and could help in the singles as well. And I'm thinking that especially with the move to the GMAC, we're going to still compete against all the teams in the GLIAC, but we've got chances, and we were super close with all the teams in the GMAC. So we've got almost the entire lineup returning, and like that's a big deal, you know, with all that experience and all that. And then we've got to have that belief that all these guys can step up and step into the limelight and convert and win these big matches, the ones that are super close.
And I think like a couple of years ago when you had those, again, talk about injuries on the men's side, you were basically forced to throw out a player that, great kid, but like I can't, and what was his name again? Clayton. Yeah, Clayton. Clayton was a great kid, but Clayton didn't come here for tennis. He came here for school, helped you out to get the depth and get to a spot where you're going to have chances to win at all six flights. It's obviously the key to winning in college tennis.
Yeah, and I mean, again, same on the guys' side as it was the women's, that we have 11 strong players, and I would say that we have five doubles teams that I'd be happy to put anywhere. They're interchangeable, so that's really exciting, and then it makes practices more intense. That everybody that's playing out there is pushing each other to be better, and so yeah, it's kind of like a plug and play. Who's playing better that day? I'd be willing to put so many different players out there, and that creates a really cool culture and environment that the guy behind you could beat you tomorrow, and you got to make sure that you stay sharp.
Talk with Mike Rose here on ESPN 100.9 FM. So it's very exciting spring right now. You're going to have a fall tournament. We should mention that. The reason you're on tonight is because we have a fall women's tournament here on campus. And thankfully, the weather's going to be great this weekend, it looks like. So you might I think for weeks we assumed this was going to be all indoors at the Greater Midland Tennis Center, but you're going to be able to go outdoors. Tell a little bit of the people about the details of this weekend's event.
Yeah, very excited. We've already done a men's event. This is the same. The intent behind this is we're going to get some match experience with the other GMAC schools, where it helps with rankings for our players throughout the GMAC. But it'll be this weekend, Friday, Saturday. So we start tomorrow. We start at 11 o'clock at Northwood. We're going to start on Saturday, same time. Friday, we'll play two singles matches, one doubles match. And then Saturday, we'll do one singles match, two doubles matches. And it'll be an all-women's event. So all the women will be out there. Everybody's going to get a chance to play. We'll be playing against Hillsdale and Walsh, who will be traveling in. And I think in the future, it'll be kind of all the top teams from the GMAC will be coming in, competing, and again, getting match experience and getting some ranking experience for in different matches against other teams and stuff.
So very exciting. Come on out. The Colstock Courts, a lot of season that sends here on the campus of Northwood University this weekend, Friday and Saturday. Last question for you. You've been around Midland for a while now. You've been at the Vent Tennis Center now. What is it that's been great? What have you enjoyed about being a part of Midland for so long now?
Yeah, I mean, I came in January of 2015, and I think the community is just the coolest thing. I've gotten to know so many people. And really been blessed to be part of the community. Everybody's kind of welcomed us in. Being at the tennis center for so long, it's kind of like the hub of socialization. So gotten to know a lot of people there. And my hope is that the community wraps its arms around our team, and that we really outreach to them, and it becomes more of a community team than, you know, just Northwood's team. Like it's Midland's team, and they come out and support us, and everybody kind of gets to know our players, which would be awesome. I would love that.
Well, Mike, should be a fun weekend at Colstock Courts on campus here. Thanks for joining us. Good luck this weekend, and good luck in the spring as well.
Awesome. Thanks for having me.
We'll take a break, come back, and wrap up the show. You're listening to Northwood Football Weekly live on ESPN 100.9 FM. Welcome back to the final segment of Northwood Football Weekly, live from Reap Marina on ESPN 100.9 FM. As always, our show is brought to you by Frick's Bar & Grill on Saginaw Road in Midland, opening soon for all your post-game bar needs and pool tables and all the fun things you could ever look for at a bar. Come on down to Frick's, opening soon. Also, Northwood Athletics is sponsored by the Polecat Golf Course in Mount Pleasant. It is a championship-style course played around the scenic 100-foot-wide Chippewa River. The course was designed by former PGA Pro and Mount Pleasant native Dan Pohl. In addition to great golf, the Polecat is the perfect spot for your upcoming wedding or corporate event with up to seating for up to 300 guests. For more information, please visit polecat.net. It's a busy weekend in Northwood Athletics. Of course, the football team is on the road this Saturday at Lake Erie. That game is at 2 p.m. All the links to follow the game are on gonorthwood.com. Video, audio, live stat links, all up there. Also coming up this weekend, busy weekend for the volleyball team. Friday night at 7 p.m. in Reitma Arena against Ursuline, and then Saturday at 4 p.m. against Lake Erie. Volleyball team has been playing a lot better lately. Unfortunately, lost a lot of close matches of late, but a great match on Tuesday night. Sydney Hasenfrantz with a career day, 34 kills, the second most kills for anyone in Division II this year, and the most for a freshman at the NCAA Division II level in at least 10 years. So an incredible match for her on Tuesday night. So that team is back home this weekend. Friday at 7 against Ursuline, Saturday at 4 against Lake Erie. In addition, the soccer teams will have their home finales on Saturday. They will play against Kentucky Wesleyan with the women at noon and the men at 3. Women's soccer team is currently ranked in the region. The rankings right now are just listed alphabetically, but they are among the top 9 in the region. Top 7 make it to the NCAA tournament. So great season for Chelsea Hunter and the women's soccer program, currently sitting in 3rd place in the GMAC. They have matches ongoing right now. They're playing at Lake Erie. Men's soccer is also in contention for the GMAC championship still. Big game tonight at 7 o'clock against Lake Erie, and then Saturday at home, their home finale at 3 p.m. against Kentucky Wesleyan. That's the senior day for both the men's and women's soccer programs. In addition to, we should mention that Sydney Hasenfrantz's big night. Also want to recognize Inez Dorado from the women's golf team, who set the 36-hole school record for Northwood in women's golf. She shot one under par for the 36 holes at the Trevecca Music City Invitational, good for 3rd place overall. 73-71 were her scores, and good for a 3rd place finish at that event. So congratulations to Inez for breaking the old school record set by Danielle Little in 2017. That's going to do it for tonight's show. I'd like to thank all of our guests, and thank you for listening. Josh Baker for putting the show together. We'll be back next Thursday night for another episode of Northwood Football Weekly. This is Travis McCurdy signing off. Have a great night, everybody.